Hey, fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
So what was it that Dad said to you?
He said, dudes look at the mind of a skinny girl before they look at their body.
Today, we are talking about body confessions.
Sometimes you do hit that Instagram photo and you're like, damn, she got such a beautiful body. And then you think to yourself, what if I had that body? And then you're like, but I don't.
A lot of people have been asking about why I've been wearing turbans. Well, I haven't talked about it. It's not easy to talk about, but I am gonna talk about it.
Mind if I just tuck this on your bra strap real quick?
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you need to do is fine.
Okay, are you mic'd? Okay, Gam, let's do this.
And this is Black Lips on the main floor. That's Claire Sutt, please. Claire Sutt.
So we are here at the Red Table.
Yes. Yep.
And I thought we could talk about the things about ourselves that we might not like that we have to accept. I don't care how beautiful of a woman, we all have stuff that we
don't
like.
Something that we're unhappy with.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For older women, youth is everything. So everything that you see on television, everything that you see everywhere is everything about staying young. And
yeah.
So it really becomes challenging as you become older to try to not get obsessed
with trying to stay young.
With trying to stay young. Because sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I don't like what I see. The worst part of my body for me are my legs.
Oh.
You know, my thighs. Like, I'm thin and people think it's ridiculous, but I have mad cellulite.
Okay.
And I hate it. So I hate my legs.
Right.
And all that stuff about, well, muscle will take it over. That's a bunch of crap.
Right. And I love that you've gained weight. I love it.
I know,
it.
So does Rodney. But
right.
I put on some extra pounds, but in my mind, I feel fat. I know that that's not true. I know I'm not fat, but I certainly am bigger than I used to be.
But right. That's not a problem.
But it feels
she's
like a problem.
She's used to seeing herself a certain way.
Used to seeing myself a certain way. The rest of me looks pretty good.
Look, yeah. Let me tell you, you be putting me to shame on the beach, so give me that, okay?
Yeah, straight up, Gam, yeah. Honestly.
What's one part of your body that you dislike the most?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I've been getting a lot of questions about why I've been wearing this turban.
Yeah.
Well, I've been having issues with hair loss. And I'm gonna tell you, it was terrifying when it first started. You know, I was in the shower one day and then just handfuls of hair just in my hands. And I was just like, oh my God, am I going bald?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those times in my life where I was literally shaking with fear.
That's a really scary experience.
Like... Yeah. That's why I cut my hair.
Yeah.
And why I continue to cut it.
Yeah, just to keep it, like...
Right, I just had, like, another, like, okay, I think we're gonna do another layer of cutting, you know? And my hair has been a big part of me. Taking care of my hair has been a beautiful ritual, you know, and having the choice to have hair or not.
Yeah.
And then one day to be like, oh my God, I might not have that choice
anymore. Yeah, because you had a lot of hair.
I had a lot of hair.
Really thick, healthy, beautiful hair.
Thick, to the point that people always thought I had weaves. They're like, that's not her hair. I'm like,
right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I've gotten every kind of test there is to have.
Yeah, so they don't really know.
They don't know why. People said stress. People say, oh, you do have alopecia. Even in my terror and even in my fear and in the moment of just going, oh, my God, like, why are you so terrified that you might lose your hair?
Yeah.
Right.
I really had to put it in a spiritual perspective of, like, the higher power takes so much from people.
Mm-hmm.
People are out here who have cancer, people who have sick children. Mm-hmm. I watch the higher power take things every day. And by golly, if the higher power wants to take your hair... That's it? God, you want my hair? When I looked at it from that perspective, it really did settle me.
Yeah.
Like, as if when I had to think about, well, what else would you lose? What else would you put on the table for God to take?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take the hair.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Take it.
When my hair is wrapped, I feel like a queen. And I love having a wrapped head.
You can teach me a thing or two, because I don't know how to wrap a turban at all.
This is one of my favorites, the knot.
It looks so tight. Do you get a headache?
You have to be really careful not to do it too tight.
Yeah, I love that.
Right?
That front knot always looks so chic to me. I really love it.
And then you can do this one.
Yeah, this is the one I usually know how to do.
I just like sometimes to just have it hang so I can pretend like I have hair.
It's my pretend hair. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
With locks, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Now that's cute. Because it's like a little bun.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, that's cute too.
Okay. Give a little.
These three different ways of doing
love
it if you have the bad hair day.
Right? I love it too.
Coming up.
You always get on me for my underarm hair. Gammy always like, do you want me to trim it for you?
We could braid it.
No, it's getting a lot. It's getting a lot.
Hey, Jen, can we get glammed down for Gam? Last looks coming your way.
Third bathroom, third
set.
We're rolling, we're speeding.
I, in my own life, struggled with curvier women and curvier girls have always gotten more attention from the boys that I've liked.
Right.
And have ended up dating the boys that I've liked. And that constantly happening and me, you know, being their friend, but not really like seeing them look at me in a certain way.
They always see you as like the little sister.
Exactly.
They did the same to me.
And then you start to wonder, like, dang, like, am I just not desirable? Like, is my body just like not what society likes? So it does just get really hard for a lot of girls.
Yeah. I tell Willow all the time she's beautiful. Like, all the time.
But you always get on me for my underarm hair.
Yeah.
Gammy always like, you want me to trim it for you?
Yeah, I just think that could trim it, because at this point...
No, it's getting too much.
It's like
we
little
could braid
kittens.
It. We could braid it.
No, it's getting a lot. It's getting a lot.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot.
When you put pictures of yourself on your Instagram with your arm hair, how do people feel?
I used to look through my comments and be like, oh, my God, everyone's saying I'm a lesbian.
And now you've learned to just ignore that.
Yes.
So why did you make the decision not to shave?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really make the decision not to shave. I just kind of didn't shave. It takes too much time. I just want to get in the shower and then get out of the shower.
I get it. It was too... So the upkeep is just... See, you're... Gammy is hairless.
I'm over here and I'm like squinching up my face and not understanding at all any of this.
I'm gonna be like my ancestors and just do what I need to do.
And my whole thing is she has the choice. It's her body.
It is. But you know, there's some people that are gonna be accepting of it and some people that aren't.
And honestly.
And at the end of the day, you have to be comfortable in your own skin.
And that's why I always tell people, I'm like, we all experience self-hatred to a certain degree. And I told Willow, I've had every shape of body there is to have, from being super muscular to being thin but curvy, thin and straight up and down. Like, I've done it all, you know? Because she asked me, she was like, Mom, will you work me out?
And you're an amazing trainer.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
And she was getting her little booty and her little
leg. Yeah, and I'm still doing it.
I remember you having a conversation with Dad that I think really stuck with you in regards to your body. What was that conversation? What did he say to you?
He was just saying that he was so happy that, you know, I wasn't curvy because guys look at girls.
Guys objectify women so much. So he was glad that you didn't have a curvy body
because... But he was like, guys will look at your brain more if you're not curvier. And that kind of just solidified all of my experiences.
But you know, it's just so funny that you would be dissatisfied because there's so many people who would die
for that body.
For that body.
But you know, I had the same struggle.
Oh, we, yeah, because yeah. we're little people.
Yeah, so
we're little people. And when we were, both of us, when we were really young, we were like string beans.
Yeah.
When I was young, it was this thing about wearing two pairs of socks. Did you go through that?
Oh,
two
so your legs,
legs look fatter.
Fatter, yeah.
Oh.
That was some foolishness.
That was stupid, yeah.
But we did. We wore two pairs of those That's thick crazy. Socks.
Well, I used to hate wearing shorts. I used to think my legs were so skinny. I remember mm-hmm. you going, Jada, you have beautiful legs. And then I see my, hear myself telling Willow the same thing. Willow, you've got beautiful legs.
But I hear, you know, my friends that are curvy, they are telling me it's so great that you can just like wear some shorts and a tank top and not feel like overexposed or feel like people are right. looking at you differently or feel like
people
you know,
are looking at you in a sexual manner.
Exactly, yeah. even more than they usually would.
Right.
You know? Everyone wants what they don't have.
Yeah, we want what we don't have.
Right. Absolutely.
I don't know if that'll ever change, though. I really don't. I don't know if that'll ever change.
It's always been like that.
Well, we've got some Facebook questions from our Facebook family. Everybody pick a question. Na 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 na.
Why are girls so mean about looks?
No.
Because they wish they had what the other person has or something, you know? And it's all about...
Envy?
Envy. Honestly, whenever another girl tells you something about your body or your looks, like, she's really just talking to herself.
I remember a girl telling me, if you ain't have them light eyes, you wouldn't be...
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
When that young lady said that to me, I was like, man, is she right? Because people only ever talk about my eyes.
Your eyes. Yeah.
Okay, next question. Sexiest part of a woman's body.
Ooh. The curve between the waist and the hip is...
Yeah. Oh, it's the really... sexiest part. God, I think a whole body of a woman is just...
gorgeous.
Yes, it's just gorgeous. I don't know if there's like one part. What was your question, Gam?
Name... three things you love about the way you look.
Ooh, run it.
I would start out with my hair because my hair can be long, short, damn near bald, any color, and I've worn it all those different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I like experimenting with my hair color.
Can other people add things?
Yeah.
I love your lips.
Oh, you love my lips?
Yeah.
It's pretty lips.
And I also love, you have a really nice bottom.
Yeah, I like your shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting they ask what are the three things that you can say you love about yourself because it was much easier for me to name three things that I didn't
like.
Like about myself.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they came to mind like that.
Yeah.
I had to really, really
think about
try to
what you
think
love.
About what do I love? No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe we should do that as a ritual. You wake up in the morning and then you give yourself three things that you love about yourself. Yeah. You look in the mirror, first thing, to start your day off.
Yeah.
And, you know, do it for a week and see if there's a change.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I love that mole.
Scar
I love my 10 extra pounds.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I love this scar on your forehead. I remember how it happened. Mm-hmm. And I almost passed out when it did. And when Willow was about 3 or 4 years old, she was going off to karate. And she ran into the bedroom to give Will a hug, and then she cracked her head. And I remember literally falling to my knees. You know how you're with blood. I was like, I can't, I don't, I. And Will was like, Jada, he's like, I need for you. Come on, we gotta take it to the hospital. And I remember having Willow in the backseat with me, and she looked up at me and she said, Mommy, can you fix me?
Yeah.
I will never forget that. And I was just like, it was terrifying. Yeah. Like even to this day, to think about it, it was terrifying.
But yeah, that
so
scar
sad.
Is a...
has history.
It
does.
Has history, yeah.
And clear lenses and quiet all around, please.
You can't deny there's too much emphasis put on looks.
But you've grown into that, Willow, because when you were little, you didn't feel that way. We were constantly, it's particularly about your hair.
You really
my
went
God.
Through a period
I went through
of
a
time
whole thing where you were like, how come Jaden
Yeah, Jaden
has that hair.
Yeah. Right. And I was always so jealous of Jaden's hair.
And you wanted your hair to be long.
You wanted your hair like mommy's.
You had beautiful hair.
Beautiful hair.
You it just wasn't like my hair. Yeah. But you went through such a time.
Yeah.
And embracing that.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was.
And it's painful.
Are you learning to embrace your cute little body?
I mean, slowly but surely, it's a process. But more so, I'm learning to just appreciate myself as a whole.
That's a process.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a constant process.
It's a constant process. Mm-hmm. Wow, this was a really beautiful conversation. Well, Facebookers, our Facebook family, we love hearing from you guys. So if you have any questions or any comments that you want to share with us, please do so. We love hearing from you. Thanks for being here with us. And love yourself.
Yes.
All that you are and all that you are not.
Mm-hmm. And we're out.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, great job, ladies.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thank you again.
Thanks. For 17 years, we have not really spoken.
You don't even know what you're mad about.
We're going to walk on over here to the red table.
You and Will were walking up.
Yes.
And there was that moment of like, do I
hug her?
There's some girlfriends who want to squash you, to watch you be miserable.
I had to just apologize and just think it to myself, damn, Jada, that was some petty ass.
Want to try to do something on mine? Want to try to do a turban on me?
Yeah, ooh, let's see how that looks.
Come on.
The material, this is like a soft cotton.
You don't want any material
that's going to pull your hair.
Exactly.
Oh, what? Hey!
Hey! Light! What's up?
MC Light, new stuff.
That's a fierce rap.
It is.
I just wrapped her hair. I did.
Didn't know you wrapped it up.
Oh, I showed them how many different little wraps I do.
And it kind of takes the pressure off.
I'm so happy I showed Willow how to wrap her hair today. She looks so great. And I hope it makes her feel like a queen, too.
All right.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
All right.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.